Every bottle has a front label. That's the story they want you to know. The back label is the story they didn't. This is the back label. A story that gives you the full pour. Let's begin.
The year is 1784. Thomas Jefferson has just helped write the Declaration of Independence. He has served as governor of Virginia. He is about to become the third president of the United States. But right now, he is standing in a vineyard in Bordeaux, France. And he is completely obsessed. Jefferson had arrived in Paris as America's minister to France. And within weeks, the man who helped build a nation had a new mission. Wine. He toured the great chateau of Burgundy. He walked the rows of Bordeaux. He tasted wines so old, so extraordinary, that he wrote home about them the way other men wrote about falling in love. He ordered 250 bottles of Chateau Lafite. He shipped Sauternes and champagne to George Washington himself. He stocked the White House cellar. He advised Adams, Madison, Monroe, all of them, on what to pour at state dinners. Over three decades, Jefferson's personal records show he purchased 20,000 bottles of wine. 20,000 bottles. The man had a problem. Now, fast forward 200 years. It is 1985. Paris, France. A building in the Marais district is being renovated. Workers knock down a wall. Behind it, a hidden cellar. And inside that cellar, bottles. Old bottles. Dark glass. No labels. But etched into the glass in a spindly hand, a year. A chateau and two initials. T.J. The man who found them was a German music producer turned wine dealer named Hardy Rodenstock. He didn't say who had sold him the wines. He didn't reveal the address of the building. He didn't disclose exactly how many bottles he found. But he had a story, and the wine world desperately wanted to believe it. In 1985, Rodenstock electrified the wine world when he claimed to have discovered a cache of 18th century wines once owned by Thomas Jefferson. One bottle, a 1987 Chateau Lafite, went to auction at Christie's in London. With auctioneer Michael Broadbent wielding the hammer, Malcolm Forbes bought it for $156,000. Still, to this day, the record price for a single bottle of wine. American billionaire Bill Koch saw that bottle sell. He had to have one. He tracked down four more TJ bottles and bought them. Then, in 2005, he decided to display them at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts. And that's when he made a phone call to Monticello, Jefferson's home in Virginia, to get the bottles authenticated. Koch's staff approached the Thomas Jefferson Foundation at Monticello. The foundation's curator replied that based on Jefferson's records, they did not think the bottles had been in Jefferson's possession. Jefferson, who kept obsessive, encyclopedic records of every bottle he ever bought, had no record of these bottles ever. Koch hired a former FBI agent to investigate. He hired forensics experts. And when they examined the initials etched into the glass, they concluded the engravings had been made with an electric power tool, which would not have been possible in the 18th century. A Dremel drill. Someone had faked Thomas Jefferson's initials with a Dremel drill. But here's the full pour. Koch spent over $35 million tracking down who sold him those bottles. He sued Rodenstock. He sued Christie's. He sued auction houses across two continents. Rodenstock, whose real name turned out to be Meinhard Noerke, refused to set foot in an American courtroom. A judge ruled against him in absentia. He never paid a cent. Koch's investigators found a label forger in Germany who had crafted fake labels for Rodenstock for years, printing thousands of them. And the bottle that Malcolm Forbes paid $156,000 for? The one that started it all? Jefferson never lived anywhere near the Marais district when he was in Paris. The bottle had no label and no secure provenance. The greatest presidential wine collection ever discovered never existed. Thomas Jefferson spent 30 years and a fortune he didn't have chasing the perfect bottle of French wine. Two centuries later, someone used his name to do exactly the same thing to everyone else. The front label never tells you that. Pour something good tonight. You've earned it. That is the back label story.